Good evening. I will now call to order the Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Commissioner Brodsky, may we please have a roll call?
Commissioner Gray.
Here.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Here.
Commissioner Stanton.
Present.
Commissioner Stockton.
Here.
Commissioner Walters.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson is absent. I am here. Commissioner Dar.
Here.
And Commissioner Galway Jones.
Here.
We have a quorum of eight.
Thank you. Mr. Zinner, are there any changes to our agenda for the evening?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Very good. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Ortiz. Thumbs up approval of the agenda, please. Unanimous. We all received a copy of the October 9th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve the minutes from October 9th, 2025.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Ortiz. Thumbs up approval of the minutes, please. Unanimous. Thank you. Our first item on the agenda for this evening is a tabling request, case number 28-2025, a case by Crockett request by Crockett Engineering Agent on behalf of Consolidated Public Water Supply District Number 1, owner, for approval of a one-lot final major plat of IG Industrial General Zoned Property to be known as Consolidated Water Plat Number 1 and associated design adjustment from Section 29-5.1D regarding required construction of sidewalks. The approximately 3.56-acre subject site is located northeast of Nebraska Avenue and 7th Street and includes the address 1500 7th Street. A request to table this matter to the Planning Commission's November 20th, 2025 meeting has been submitted. May we have a staff report on the tabling motion?
Yes, this is the applicant's second tabling request. There were some additional challenges that were identified as we we're preparing for this particular meeting with a private utility easement that was located within our public right-of-way that needed to be relocated. And therefore, that utility needs to be out of the public road right-of-way before we take the plat, and a replacement easement for that private utility has to be recorded. And so all of those activities, the relocation by Boone Electric of a facility they had, plus the recording of additional documentation, needs to be addressed. This additional delay will allow for that to occur. Given that the to be held Planning Commission date is 2 months beyond the original advertised date, full re-notification, both newspaper and property owner will be required. The applicant is aware of that and will be charged accordingly. So we are supportive of this in order to ensure all of the technical requirements of the city's dedications are being addressed properly.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff about the tabling request? Seeing none, although this was advertised for public hearing, so I will call for public comment, although we are not talking about the merits of this case tonight, just whether or not to move it to November 20th. Are there any public comments on the tabling motion this evening? Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments on the tabling motion? Would anyone care to make a motion on the tabling motion? Commissioner Stanton.
As it relates to case 284-2025, 1500 North 7th Street, design adjustment and final plat, I move to table this until November
20th, 2025. Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll just do... Do we do a roll call on these? I don't know why I'm suddenly blanking. Legal? We usually do a roll call on these.
I believe we usually do.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Commissioner Brodsky, may we have a roll call? This is why I had coffee brought.
Commissioner Gray.
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Stockton.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson is absent. My vote is yes. Commissioner Dar.
Yes.
And Commissioner Galway Jones.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That that case will be tabled until November 20th, 2025. Next case, case number 312-2025, a request by Chelsea Petrie, owner, to allow 318 Anderson Avenue to be used as a short-term rental for a maximum of 4 transient guests and up to 210 nights annually, pursuant to Section 29-3.3 VV and Section 29-6.4M2 of the Unified Development Code. The three-bedroom, one-bath home has a carport and driveway with sufficient capacity to support the two UDC-compliant on-site off-street parking places. The 0.19-acre subject site is located on the east side of Anderson Avenue, approximately 90 feet south of Agin Street and 186 feet north of Broadhead Street. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for that introduction. All I'll add is that we sent out early notification postcards on September 25th, followed by 53 public hearing letters on October 6th, and then an ad ran in the Tribune on October 7th. Here is an aerial of the subject site. It's highlighted there in the center of the screen. The subject site is south of Worley, north of Broadway, and east of West Boulevard. Here's a street view picture of the home. It's the white home in the center of this picture here. That's the driveway that runs up to the converted one bedroom that used to be the garage there with the little carport there. That's their two UDC compliant parking spaces in their driveway. So this property is currently zoned R2 and is not the primary residence of the applicant. It is a three bedroom, one bath home, which per the IPMC would allow for a max occupancy of 6. The applicant indicated that they operated the STR for 146 nights last year. Per our analysis, 15 of the 22 surrounding parcels within 185 feet appear to be used for rental purposes. However, we were not able to identify any additional short-term rentals within 300 feet. The property had one open code violation for illegal STR operation. Neighborhood Services sent out a letter for that on August 5th, and the applicant they sent their application paperwork in for the September 1st deadline. The designated agent, which is the owner, lives 2.7 miles or 11 minutes away from the subject site. We received two letters of in correspondence, one in support and one in opposition. The opposition letter cited housing affordability as a problem in Columbia and how short-term rentals are not, they don't mesh with that as a concern. And then the letter of support cited property maintenance and the availability of the applicant while they've been operating as a short-term rental. And as mentioned, the property currently has a driveway that would support two UDC-compliant parking spaces. So in conclusion, the conditional use permit analysis supports broad approval for compliance. The regulations provide any oversight and means to address any negative impacts by the neighborhood. And approval supports the policy strategies and actions of the comprehensive plan. So staff's recommendation is to approve the requested short-term rental conditional use permit subject to the following criteria: a maximum occupancy of 4 transient guests at any time while it's booked, and a maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions from the commission.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had any contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Commissioner Ortiz?
I saw on that application, there's like, so it says R1. They indicated it was R1. Y'all have R2. And then on the map, it looks like it's R1 around, but maybe that property is R2?
Yes, that property is R2. It's okay. A part of that West Ash neighborhood that's a little bit checkerboarded, if you will, okay, between R1 and R2, but the property itself is R2.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public comment. If any members of the public are here to speak on this case tonight, please come forward. We do 3 minutes for individuals, 6 minutes for the applicant or groups. We will need your name and address for the record. Just come on. You're good. We don't have a list. You just have to pop up.
Well, my name is Chelsea Petrie. I am the owner of this property. This was my very first home that I ever bought.
And what is your address for the record?
The address that I live at now is 3705 Bethel Street.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I bought this house as my very first home, owner's purchase. And at that time, I was doing travel nursing. And so it was always like my dream to buy a house to be able to rent whenever I was gone on assignment and then be able to live in whenever I came back instead of paying rental prices to someone else. And I fulfilled that dream, and it's been amazing. And then my husband and I got married, and instead of having to figure out whose stuff was getting kept and whose was going, I just thought, oh, I'll just continue renting it. And it's been a really enjoyable experience. I not only get to personally interact with all the guests that apply or that request to book, because I don't just have it on instant booking. They have to tell me like who they're coming with, why they're staying, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's been a great way to introduce them to other places in the community. I give a little gift card for a local business so that they can go and get enjoy something to eat or drink at a local spot. And I have nothing but amazing reviews and brought lots of them to share in case anyone's interested. A couple, actually there were a couple that I do want to share. So this one was February 16th, 2023. I've had the privilege of traveling a lot, and I've stayed in lots of different Airbnbs. Your home, definitely the best vibe of them all. I'm grateful for your hospitality, and I hope you become a super host. P.S. The plants around the tubs are a great touch. Another one that stood out was, thank you for sharing such a peaceful home for us to recharge in. It was wonderful to come back to after such a homey place that fit our style after a long day of taking the bar exam. You truly made a positive impact on us and have inspired us to go see the string cheese incident live sometime and do some more propagating. All the notes and small touches really made a difference. Or Chelsea. I grew up in Columbia. Your home is just a stone's throw from my childhood home on Glenwood Avenue. I have many wonderful memories of my childhood, and your home reminds me of special places like Peace Park, Aardvark's, The Shack, 9th Street Deli, The Blue Note, and Booch's. I believe The Apothecary is a perfect name for a lovely and imaginative home. My family of four, plus my 90-year-old mother, whose B-Day we were celebrating, pronounced it's perfect, delightful, and so very mystical in the best sense of the word. Thank you for a lovely stay weekend in November. We were cheered by the plants, soothed by the tub, curious about string cheese, and warmed by the special touches. Thank you for loving the earth and its future so much. And then, grateful. I can't even express how much I appreciate this sweet home and our time here. My daughter and I arrived exhausted from a rough flight and a long trip from Washington, but we felt rested and happy here. I love the decor and the vibes are so good. Love the tub. Thank you from Anna and Autumn. Hope to be back soon. So those are just some of the comments, and there, I just really feel like that as someone that's traveled a lot and has been able to stay in Airbnbs, that they really offer guests and outsiders the opportunity to see like a little touch of town, and yeah, encouraging people to come back through and not be just a flyover state.
Right. Before I ask for other questions, who owns the house on Glenwood?
Our friend Jason Jones.
Okay. Has he applied for a license yet?
We have the application, but he lives in Maryland, and so he has to get it notarized, I guess, is what we were told, is that he has to get it notarized there and then send it back to us before we can finish submitting all the stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in that process. Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Stanton.
How well do you know your neighbors at this location?
Pretty well. Like the ones that are right next door to us really well. And then the house on the other side, pretty well. There, it's like two renters. The next house I don't know. And then the house right across the street is the owner of the two rentals that are back to back. And we know them pretty well. Yeah.
We had this opposition. For this to work, got to be good neighbors. Like,
oh, 100%.
Get to know them
so yeah. I think the one that was in opposition, she's like, it sounds to me that she's opposed to Airbnbs in general because she thinks that it's causing a problem with the housing, affordable housing.
That's it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Commissioner Brodsky?
Not so much a question, but we are past the July time to get these registered. Previous applicants that have come up to us after the deadline mysteriously missed their first letter and did not supply their applications in a timely manner. You, however, did. So this is more of a thank you for. I have a lot of sympathy that a standard member of the public might not have known that short-term rentals needed to be registered, but you got the letter and you acted, so thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here.
All right, thanks.
Any other member of the public to speak on this case, please come forward.
D. Dock and 804 Agin. I guess I'm within 200 feet of this. I had no idea it was a short-term rental. I've never met her. I live next door to a, I'm 5 feet away, my window, from a midterm rental where health workers come and stay for a month or two and go. So anyway, I'm not opposed to the STR. I'm sure she's doing a great job. Just in general, and I know this isn't under your purview, but I would rather see it be a starter home for another person than an STR. I'm glad she got her start there, but it seems like a good house for people to buy. And I love the huge sign that was in the yard. That's the first sign I ever knew it was an STR. And I hope that, I think it's useful for a neighborhood to have the big sign so everyone knows what's going on. I had no idea. I mean, the postcards are good, too, but it's good for the whole neighborhood to know and be able to speak out if there is a problem. But it seems like there has been no problems with this, so thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Duncan. Any questions? Seeing none. Any other member of the public who wishes to speak on this case, please come forward. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments? In this case, Commissioner Stanton.
Madam Chair, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Please.
As it relates to case 312-2025, 318 Anderson Avenue, STR conditional use permit, I move to approve the request of STR CUP subject to the following: maximum occupancy of 4 transient guests and a maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Ortiz. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Gray.
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Stockton.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson is absent. My vote is yes. Commissioner Dar.
Yes.
And Commissioner Galway Jones.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. For our next case, case number 316-2025, a request by Matthew Hackey, agent on behalf of Rockbridge Rentals LLC owner, to allow 1409 Wilkes Boulevard, apartment 103, to be used as a short-term rental for a maximum of 8 transient guests and up to 210 nights annually pursuant to section 29-3.3 VV and section 29-6.4 M2 of the Unified Development Code. This request seeks authorization to offer one unit of a four-unit multifamily structure as a short-term rental. The four-bedroom, four-bath dwelling utilizes the parking lot that serves the entirety of the complex. The parking lot has sufficient on-site, off-street parking spaces to support the request without taking away from the required parking for the remaining long-term units. The 0.33-acre subject site is located on the north side of Wilkes Boulevard, approximately 340 feet west of Paris Road. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may. Thank you for the introduction. The only thing I will add regarding that is that we sent out early notification postcards on the 22nd of September, followed by 48 public hearing letters on the 6th of October, and then an ad was run in the Tribune on the 7th of October. Here is an aerial of this site to familiarize yourself with the property and surrounding neighborhood. This is, as mentioned, a multifamily structure, one of four in there. It consists of 2 four-bedroom units and 2 two-bedroom units. And then the adjoining properties are single and multifamily structures. There's a mixture of those. There is an RMF zone property to the south, west, and east, with an R1 zone property to the north. There are sidewalks installed on the east side of Wilkes Boulevard, so fronting the subject property here, and parking is permitted on both sides of the street. As mentioned, this property is zoned RMF and is not the applicant's primary residence. Again, it is a four-bedroom, four-bathroom apartment. With the request, or the entirety of the structure requires 11 parking spaces, counting all the units within the complex there. And with that being said, there are 9 parking spaces in the parking lot to the rear, and 2 spaces are permitted on street per a past provision within the Ben Stevens overlay. The 4 parking spaces in for the short-term rental will be all contained on site. And I would like to touch on the past provision that would allow the 2 spaces permitting on-street parking. So prior to 2017, on-street parking in the Ben Stevens overlay could count as required on-site parking. But since this provision has since been removed following the adoption of the UDC, but the pre-existing long-term rentals can continue to utilize this provision as a legal nonconformity. So with that being said, all the parking is accounted for without displacing the existing, and would be able to maintain adequate parking with the new request here today. This was offered for 20 nights in 2024, and there is an additional short-term rental located at 1501 Paris Road, about 155 feet southeast of the subject site. 26 of the 32 parcels within 185 feet of the subject site are used for rental purposes. The designated agent lives in Columbia, 7.8 miles or roughly 18 minutes away. We received 1 call asking if there are regulations relating to the proximity to other STRs and just kind of what kind of goes into that consideration. Furthermore, there are 5 code violations on file and 1 rental complaint for the property. There is 1 for illegal short-term rental operation. The owner received 1 letter of violation to the operation of the short-term rental, operating short-term rental illegally on July 31st, requesting compliance by September 1st, and then staff received this application for this request on September 15th. There are also 4 residential solid waste violations associated for the property, this being just having the trash out early, all of which have been resolved. And there was also a rental complaint for having no AC, which was withdrawn slash closed. But I would like to add, this list in its entirety is for the entire complex. Only 1 violation was for apartment 103, and that was just for one of the residential solid waste violations, so just having the trash out early. In conclusion, the conditional use analysis analysis supports technical approval, notwithstanding being within 300 feet of another short-term rental. The short-term rental regulations provide an oversight and means to address impacts. Approval supports broad policies, strategies, and actions of the comprehensive plan. And staff's recommendation is to approve the requested short-term rental subject to a maximum occupancy of 8 transient guests, a maximum of 210 nights of, and a maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, any questions for staff? Just a clarification, and I think this is what I heard you say. The AC was not for this unit. It was,
yes, it was
something
for,
else.
It was for a different unit. Okay. Correct.
Very good. Just wanted to make sure I understood that. Seeing no other questions for staff, we will go to public comment and open the floor to public comment. If any member of the public would like to speak on this case, please come forward now. State your name and address for the record.
Matt Hake, and I live at 1503 Keegan Court.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'd like to address why my application was late, so you can't get me for it, first of all. My application was late because I wasn't going to submit it in the first place. I was going to take myself out of the short-term rental game. But then after talking to these kind people over here, they actually didn't encourage me, but they gave me motivation to do it. I've been renting in Columbia since I moved here in 89, went to school, and a college professor talked me into getting into real estate, so that's what I did. And I own properties throughout Columbia. This is the only short-term rental I do. I do them at the Lake of the Ozarks, and this lady did a very good job of talking about the short-term rental game and business. It's very personal. For me, I have at my Lake of the Ozarks, my lake house, I have a short-term rental on either side of me. And it's very fun to get to know the people and all that good stuff. It's a little different up here for me. She's almost, it's easy to visualize bed and breakfast, you know. It's that kind of cool vibe, and that's what she's after. I'm not after that. This rental here is for the people that you could imagine. Every football weekend is rented by the parents coming up to be with their kids, graduation weekends, and all those. Those are the obvious ones. The ones that might not be so obvious to you are the construction workers that come into town, the Brightspeeds, need the place to stay for four employees, and they're here a couple months. They don't want to stay in a hotel, so they look for housing outside that Brightspeed. And there's a couple at FedEx. When FedEx lost a contract here in town, and their employees, they're contracted out from people throughout the state to cover FedEx, to deliver everybody's products here. It was from contracted employees. So companies that need places for their employees to stay, rather than them employees staying in a hotel, they like to look for places where they're out of the hotel scene. Saves them a lot of money, too. All the people that come to the events, you get them out of the hotel. Over in this neighborhood where we are, they're close to Benton Stevens, or close to Stevens Park. They get to see the community. They're off the I-70 corridor in the hotels. And I don't even know the new popular scene right two blocks away from me where all the people hang out, all the cool people. I've never been there. But so it's just a way to, that's who our clientele is. The four-bedroom, we average the number of guests is five. If we look at everybody over time, it would be about five. I am the owner. I am actively involved. I've been doing this for a long time, so I have a manager, but I'm the guy. I'm the guy here. I'm the guy that screened tenants today. We're still very actively involved in our operation. I actually built this building on this property like 10 or 12 years ago. And the lady that lived in the greenhouse right next to me, I don't know the current occupant, but Pat, I was respiratory therapist in town, and I used to deliver home oxygen to her back when I was a respiratory therapist. And on the other side of it's multifamily. We have never, I think you mentioned the one complaint about the air conditioner, which wasn't this property. Since we have been there, am I running out of time?
Oh, you're good.
Okay. Since we have been there, I have not heard, there are tenants on either side of this property. These are not partying people to come into town. These are people that come here, go out, enjoy the town, come home, sleep, and then leave town. Very often it's college kids' parents. I've had one bad experience, almost had a bad experience in town. That a lot of people that are scared of Airbnbs, they think of. Somebody advertised it on Facebook that they were gonna have a bash, and it was at my place, and a friend called me at 1 o'clock that afternoon. And at 3 o'clock that afternoon, these people were setting up to have a big party, and I showed up at the door. I said, here's one thing I'm gonna guarantee you. You are not having a bash at this house tonight. I guarantee it. Cops were there about 10 minutes later. They were gone. Very active in the management of it. And again, people on either side, none of the neighbors, I've never heard of a complaint, and even the residents right next door never heard a complaint.
Thank you. It looks like you've got four listings on Airbnb right now. One's at the lake, one's in Ashland, and then there are two in Columbia. So where's the two-bedroom, one-bath, and who owns that?
In the county.
It's in the county.
And it's not actually owned by me. Well, actually, it's owned by a company that I own, yeah. We opened that in Boone County, and by your guys' policy has been great for our stuff in the county. Been wonderful. That thing's booked like crazy.
Thank you.
The Lake of the Ashland is an Airbnb. We just set that up. I bought an old nursing home and converted it to 26 apartments. I'm one of those guys that the housing shortage. I bought a nursing home that was shut down, and we're converting it to 24 apartments to people. And 17 are occupied. There was one more point I want to make, and I can't forget it. I'll come back to it.
Okay. Any questions for this speaker? Commissioner Stanton.
I'm going to stop. stuff hits the fan, who do I call and how fast are they going to get there?
I'm the guy that's on the form. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Any Commissioner Stockton?
You kind of explained, but why short-term versus long-term for this one unit?
I'm not even going to, if you guys approve this, I'm not even going to use it as a short-term rental. I'm just doing it for the venture. I wanted to see what this was all about. I've already rented this unit to four college kids for next year, making more money than I'll make it as an Airbnb. But I want to have the option to have it. And my rent's increased dramatically over the last year. Yeah, it's already rented. I got the money and leases in hand from four college kids. So I got this so that if the market would change, I could do it. And what my recommendation would be when you guys review your policy, I know there's that 300-foot rule. It's so arbitrary. I don't know where it comes from. And I know in a year or two you're going to revisit the policies. This unit is multifamily with another multifamily next to it. It just seems to be so arbitrary, but hopefully there's a lot of humans here, and it's a consideration, but it's not black and white from what I understand. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, sorry, Commissioner Stantz.
Since you went down that road, let's go.
Yes, sir.
The main, our thought, I've been here from day one.
Yeah.
The primary thought is that we're trying to control density.
Yeah.
I don't want a whole block full of short-term rentals.
Yeah.
That's a major concern with the community.
Yeah.
So what is your solution now that you know what my concern is?
Oh, that's a tough one. I just don't know. You know, the way this thing sits, Anthony, it's a fourplex, single-family house, and this sits long way on that block, and over here it sits this way, parallel to the street. So when you look at this house from the street, it looks like another house. So, and then which looks like a multifamily because there's 8 or 10 units right next to it. I don't know what the answer is for that, man. I wish I had a.
That's how we just had to.
Yeah,
and start somewhere.
Yeah, and that house is here, and that's why I was hoping to plead my case to go, okay, because that's why I didn't submit it, because I knew I was dead in the water, right? And then these people over here are like, hey, man, it's I'm gonna see people in front of me, you know. And this house over here, because this is orientation, this house over here that doesn't even abut to the same street. That house butts, so it goes over on Paris Road. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's a tough spot to be in, and thank you guys for being in it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Seeing none. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thanks.
Anyone else to speak on this case? Please come forward. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments? Commissioner Stant?
I'd like to entertain a motion if everybody's ready.
Please.
As relates to the case 316-2025, 1409 Wilkes Boulevard, apartment 103, STR conditional use permit. I move to approve the requested STR CUP. Subject to the following: maximum occupancy of 8 transient guests and maximum of 210 nights annual rental usage.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Stanton and seconded by Commissioner Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
You said Commissioner Gray on the second for that one, right?
Correct.
All right. Commissioner Gray.
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Stockton.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson is absent. My vote is yes. Commissioner Dar.
Yes.
And Commissioner Galway Jones.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Moving on to our final case for the evening, case number 318-2025, a request by Lori Brockman, owner, to allow 2609 WeWin to be used as a short-term rental for a maximum of 6 transient guests and up to 210 nights annually, pursuant to Section 29-3.3 VV and Section 29-6.4 M2 of the Unified Development Code. The three-bedroom, one-bath dwelling has an attached one-car garage and a driveway sufficient to support two UDC-compliant parking spaces. The 0.13-acre subject site is located on the north side of Wewind, approximately 125 feet southeast of its intersection with Thistledown Drive. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may, Madam Chair. Thank you for that introduction. We sent out early notification postcards on September 25th, followed by 39 public hearing letters on October 6th, and ran an ad in the Tribune on October 7th. Here is an aerial view of the subject site highlighted there in the bottom center right of this aerial view. To north of that is Broadway Avenue with its intersection with a stadium. Here's as close as I could get on Google Street View to the subject site. So this is a, we'll call it a loop street, cul-de-sac type street. As you can see, they have the driveway that they can park two cars in, as well as the attached one-car garage on the house there. So it's currently zoned R1. It's not the primary residence of the applicant. It is a three-bedroom, one-bathroom home, which, per the IPMC, would mean six maximum residents. It hasn't previously been offered as a short-term rental. We identified that potentially six of the 16 parcels within 185 feet are used for long-term rental purposes at this time. We were not able to identify any additional short-term rentals within 300 feet, and we found no code violations on file as well. The designated agent lives in Columbia. They indicated that they lived 2 miles or approximately 20 minutes away from the subject site. We received two letters of opposition. One of those came in a little bit late, so it should have been printed out and provided to you all. They cited concerns about housing affordability, traffic, and neighborhood character in this area. As I mentioned, the property currently has a driveway with two parking spaces that would comply with UDC. The attached one-car garage would need to be made available to allow six guests per booking at any time. So in conclusion, the conditional use permit analysis supports approval for compliance. The short-term rental regulations provide oversight and means to address any negative impacts on the neighborhood. And approval supports broad policy strategies and actions of the comprehensive plan. So staff's recommendation is to approve the short-term rental conditional use permit subject to a maximum occupancy of six transient guests at any time, maximum of 210 nights per year, and the one-car garage be made available when the dwelling is being used for short-term rental purposes. I'd be happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had any contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor for public comment. Any members of the public who are here this evening and wish to speak on this case, please come forward now. Yeah. Excellent. Name and address for the record. Please.
Jamie Varvero, and we reside at 105 Thistledown Drive. So good evening. Thanks for the opportunity to just share some thoughts here. I've been the designated representative from the neighborhood to come and speak in opposition. My wife, or Norma Ray, as I've been calling her the last couple of weeks, as she's been talking to neighbors and just discussing about this particular situation, I have, and I'm happy to share these with you, I do have a petition of 30 individuals that have signed this petition in opposition as well to this happening. And I'll just give you some highlights on what we'd like to share with you. We are a quiet neighborhood. My wife and I have lived Thistledown Drive, which is just a stone's throw from this particular house, for over 40 years, and we're not unlike many of the residents in that neighborhood. A lot of, it's a quiet neighborhood, some young families with children, middle-aged retirees, and several older couples with limited abilities. We've always welcomed young families into the neighborhood and have always looked out for each other and the children playing in the neighborhood. Our neighbors are familiar with the occupants in our neighborhood and strive to continue to keep our neighborhood safe. The home being petitioned for is located, as you well know, where it is. That's also, Wewind is also where a number of kids ride their bikes or learn to ride their bikes. That green space that you saw too is also been taken care of by these kids and their families. These kids have planted trees there. We've talked to the city and it's just been kind of a neat little green space for them to be able to play safe because, as you well know, the West Broadway runs in front of the tip of Thistledown there. And a lot of times if traffic is backed up at West Broadway and Fairview, people will cut through. And so it's not an, it's pretty ordinary to see a mom or a grandmother that's put out one of those little green statues that say slow down, just to keep this, you know, people from speeding down the street. So it's always been a great place for the children to gather and to play. Let's see. The addition of the untold number of transient renters and cars driving in and out of WeWind brings a potential increase for a child to be hurt. Again, the parents and the children have maintained that green space. The children themselves helped plant three trees last summer to replace the red buds that had died over the years. We've invested in our neighborhood, and we just feel that having this is just going to add additional burden and vehicles, and especially in that area where children play, more traffic in that particular corridor of the residence area there. So that's all I have to say. If you have any questions for me, or I'm happy to share. I know you act pretty quickly on this, so I don't know if you want to see this petition or anything like that.
Yeah, if you could at least give a copy to staff so it could be included with the packet for City Council, that'd be great.
Okay. Take your pen. Thank you very much, sir.
Any questions for the speaker?
Yes.
Sorry, Commissioner Sand, go ahead.
What's your general position on SDRs?
General, you know, it's difficult to say. It's not like we've never used them before in other cities, you know, and I think in looking at other places where we've stayed in this particular area, you know, because my wife and I talked about this long and hard, you know, and I think generally, if it makes sense in neighborhoods, specific neighborhoods, I think they're fine. I think there has to be, sometimes when you look at a safety scenario as this particular WeWind is, you know, and it's a small little area with, and just knowing that children play in that area, I think sometimes you just have to look at the public safety aspect. So,
thank you.
Any further questions for the speaker? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it, y'all.
Next speaker on this case, please come forward. Oh, hang on. You have to get to the mic first.
My name is Lori Brockman, and I think there are only...
I'm sorry, what's your address for the record?
My home address is 4004 Bar Richter.
Thank you. Please go on.
Okay. I have had this as a rental for, I'm going to say, 8 years. I don't know how long. But anyway, I upgraded it, painted the shutters, and I have also maintained that common space. But I would not want this to be a short-term rental if it is going to cause any kind of problem to the neighbors. Like I said, I've had it as a rental for 8 years. I was going to try the short-term rental as a way to expand my rent. I have a lot of rentals, and I also sell real estate. And so I don't know if there's a way to try it, and if there's ever one violation, you know. I just can't imagine it being the kind of people that would come in there and party. But I could be wrong. So I don't know. Any questions that you guys would have? Yeah.
Commissioner Stanton.
So you're a rookie to this game. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I've not done the short term. I've done long term rentals. Yeah.
So technically, you can get the short term, and it kind of like the previous testified, you know, just to have that option, you could do that. But no, you heard the neighbors, you've seen the vibe, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You have a right to do it. I'm not saying we're going to give it to you or not, but learn the craft. Like, and really the main thing is be a great neighbor if you do it. You see what I'm saying? I mean, really attentive. You've heard the testimony of other people that have applied.
Right.
It's essential that you're good neighbors. That's how this is going to work. If you're not going to be attentive and not really
Right. Of
and
the
I,
effort.
Yeah, and I totally understand that and agree with that. And I wish there was a way to show all my rental properties and how many violations I've had on any and what how I take care of them. And I think I even have one on Wilkes. And so
different game. It's a little.
It's a different game.
More hands-on, more immediate, more. So yeah. I'm going to get to my next question.
Okay.
Stuff hits the fan. Who am I calling? How fast they getting there?
Me. And I've got a list of people that can help me, but I was out last week with a sewer line back up on a Saturday, so I'm out there too all the time. And again, I took care of that median common area too when I first bought it. So
thank you.
Other questions for this speaker? So I just want to clarify, you've also got a long-term rental license on this that you've been using
yes. mm-hmm.
for some number of
mm-hmm.
years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you, is it currently rented or?
She's moving out, and I okay. was kind of also going, oh, maybe I'll just do this as an option so I'll have a little bit more diversity in what I have to offer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I personally would be interested to hear how it goes at some point, unofficially. But it would be interesting. We'll see. I think you're the first person to come to us that hasn't been using it. I think at least the first one through public hearing. There may have been some administrative ones, but
it kind of reminds me of her house in a way. It's a little quaint little house in a nice little neighborhood. And my intention would not be to have people speeding around. I mean, again, I wish you could know the way I manage property. If you've got a flat tire, if you whatever, it's gone. I'm a no baloney. But so anyway, part of me doesn't even want to make upset the neighbors, and I would definitely stop the use if it caused a problem. So anyway, that's yeah. all I can say.
Well, as I'm going to steal your thunder, Commissioner Stanton,
yes, ma'am.
Give him your contact information before you leave. It sounds like he knows everybody.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have it already,
right?
Get
yeah,
it
I don't
to
think
him.
We do. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? Last call. Thank you very much, Ms. Brockman. Oh, if anybody else to speak on this case, come forward.
You're
going to have to say your name and address again.
1503 Keegan Court, Columbia, Missouri.
Thank you.
The Airbnb process there's a process once a tenant books. You put selection criteria in there. So effective owners, hands-on owners, look at the criteria and they make sure that they're going to meet them. So the screening for her, the learning curve is so steep mm-hmm. because of what's set up there. And you can quickly tell, you know, if they're 22 years old and they're 22-year-olds, they're not going to meet her criteria and she's going to boot them out immediately. It takes 5 minutes.
Well, it's a great networking opportunity for all of our STR owners. Any questions for the speaker? Seeing none. Anyone else to speak on this case, please come forward. Name and address again for the record, please.
Chelsea Petrie, 3705 Bethel Street. The gentleman that spoke earlier was talking about there being older people in the neighborhood, and I just want to say that out of the Airbnb that we have, that we've had multiple family members who are actually coming to town to take care of other family members, and having elderly people in the neighborhood, it could offer a whole nother aspect for them to be able to come and stay. Because we've also been able to offer family members who've been in the hospital for an extended amount of time, them to have a place to stay. And since we're not a hotel and we own it, we've been able to negotiate. You know, they say, oh, we can't afford, you know, we've already been here for 2 weeks and we didn't even plan on this. Like, we had a kid, one of the MU students fell and hurt his neck, and his parents had to come here like immediately, and they didn't have savings or anything, and they reached out and they're like, sorry, like, we're gonna have to go, we just can't afford it. And we worked with them, and we've worked with other family members who have parents that have been in the hospital for an extended amount of time. And so it's really just a wonderful opportunity, and it sounds like such a nice neighborhood for family members that are going through something tough like that. I've been an ICU nurse for over 15 years, and for them to be able to go to a nice, calm, quiet neighborhood, it really relieves some of the stress, and it's really a great offering. So I would just want to add that.
Thank you. Any questions for this speaker? No. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry, Commissioner Stanton.
My heart is so warm and fuzzy. The short-term rental community coming together to support each other. Isn't that just lovely?
Any other member of the public who wishes to speak on this case, please come forward. Go ahead. Name and address for the record. We allow 3 minutes for individuals.
My name is Mary Stubbs. I live in another place, but my children own eight.
Can you pull the microphone closer? Sorry.
Mary Stubbs. I live in another place, but my children and I own eight Thistledown, which is two houses away.
We can't hear you at all. I am okay. So sorry.
I'm sorry. Can you state the address again for the court reporter?
We didn't eight get that. Thistledown.
Thank you.
So it's about two houses north of this property. This will be my second STR involvement. I live on Francis Drive. So 2 weeks ago, I was involved with the St. Michael, 1306 St. Michael. That is directly across the street from me. I just am not, my experiences with STRs are not good, and I just don't want to live near one. Multiple reasons I don't want to go into, but that's all I have to say.
Okay. Any questions for this speaker, Commissioner Ortiz?
I think the court reporter needs your address.
Oh, I live at 1220 Francis Drive. I also own 8 Thistledown.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none. Thank you very much. Any other member of the public to speak on this case? Last call. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments on this case? Commissioner Stanton.
Madam Chair, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Please do.
As relates to case 318-2025, 2609, we were... STR conditional use permit. I move to approve the requested STR CUP subject to the following: maximum occupancy of 6 transient guests, maximum of 210 nights of annual rental usage, and a 1-car garage made available when dwelling is used as an STR.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner.
If we could, Madam Chair, a quick correction to that motion. We word. Is that what the
report? We win. Accepted?
I accept it.
Okay.
Accepted?
Accepted.
Accepted as amended. Very good. Any discussion on the motion? I would just say that this is a little bit of a unique situation where we have someone who is not in operation yet, and but meets all of the criteria, and it sounds like may or may not ever go into operation. We have had some neighborhood opposition, but not based on any activity of the unit, because obviously it's not in operation yet. So I think this may be the first time that we have done this without any information about how the owner will operate as a short-term rental owner, and just putting on the record that despite that, we're going to give, or at least I suspect, I will be voting yes to give her a chance to be a good neighbor in this operation. Just putting that on the record, because I know that usually when there is neighborhood opposition and very little support, we tend to be a little more, apply more scrutiny. And this is a little bit unique because there's nothing to scrutinize yet. So, anyone else? Commissioner Stanton?
I concur, Madam Chair. It's a business move. It's just giving her options. She's definitely said that, hey, if it's too much resistance for the neighbors, she won't pursue it. You know, so it's a business option that she has. She meets the criteria. And I think she'll make the decision based on not only her neighbors, but her ability to conduct this business properly. And she'll do her homework, and she'll figure out, she's a businesswoman, she'll figure out if this is going to be viable for her or not.
Anyone else before we vote? Seeing no further, Commissioner Stockton.
one additional. I mean, you can set up, I've never run an Airbnb, but I have a friend that has. And in addition to those settings, I mean, you can look at the request, right? I distinctly remember my friend saying a group of girls were asking, how close was the vodka bar to her Airbnb? And she just quickly went and booked those days, so they were blocked. And it was taken care of. So just a tidbit note on there. You can do a little extra censoring, I guess.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Commissioner Brodsky, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Gray.
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Stockton.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters.
Yes.
Wilson is absent. My vote is yes. Commissioner Dar.
Yes.
Commissioner Galway-Jones.
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Moving on to public comments for the evening. If any members of the public are here to make general comments, please come forward now. Seeing none, we will close general public comments and go to staff comments. Mr. Zinner, what do you have planned for us?
The November 6th meeting will contain a work session at 5:30, and that will have annual training on sunshine law and open records policies. So it'll probably be a pretty low-key work session for you, and then we will pick back up on November 20th with our discussion of lot integration. So we will hopefully be able to move some progress forward there. That is what your work session will be. And then on your November 6th agenda, you will have five short-term rentals and one standard rezoning action taking a PD to an RMF. So we are turning the tide on some of these old plan district projects. All of the, all but one of our short-term rentals is actually R1. The one non-R1 short-term rental is actually two parcels removed from the one that was at 308 North 9th that you had on your last agenda. And so it'll be a very similar situation to our project this evening off of Wilkes that was just 155 feet away from our Paris Road project. Just so you know where we're talking about, Grant Lane, R1 STR, our Eastham Drive, R1 STR, the rezoning request for Broadway Village Apartments. This is across from the Broadway East Shopping Center, Walmart, Academy Sports, all of the commercial development in that particular area. So this is a very large planned zone that they are desiring to do some development in the southeast corner of this project site and believe that it would be more appropriate to do so under an RMF zoning classification than it would be under the planned district. It would definitely be a more efficient process in which to do that. And the PD has existed since the early 80s. And so the project itself really is very well established. The area to be developed would have very little potential impact. And the development property, if redeveloped, would be an ideal candidate for straight zoning as well. So Mr. Orndorff will unpack all of the details with that for you on November 6th. Our last three short-term rentals, again, Woodmore Court, R1, Campus View Drive, which we have had a number in this general area. This, however, is not within 300 feet of another short-term rental that we have previously considered. And then our final one there on North 9th, which is the RMF zoned one, two doors down from what we had taken previously at 308 North 9th. And we are into the 2006 case numbering at this point, just as a point of clarification for the Planning Commission as well as the public. The volume of cases that we handled last year, inclusive of all of our work, was close to 340 cases last year. That is probably one of the highest case volumes that we have processed in my almost 17 years. So we had a lot of activity last year, and this year we're already up to about case 15, 16. So we're off to a roaring start, and we're not even through a month at this point. With that, that is all we have to offer. I thank you very much for your contributions this evening during work session. We will produce correspondence as we discussed, and then we'll be making effort to move forward. So with that, have a good evening.
Thank you. Are there any commissioner comments of a general nature? Seeing none, would someone like to move to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Gray. Without objection, we will stand adjourned. Thank you all.